Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi by Joey the Coffee Guy. Mishnah is Tainis, Perik Dalet, Chapter 4, B'Shloish Prokim, Mishnah Base. The Mishnah explains the Mamadois. L'fishenemar Tavas B'nai Yisrael V'amart Aleim Skaboni Lachmi. Because it is stated regarding the daily Talmud offering, basically the Talmud offering which was brought every single day consisted of two sheep. One offered in the morning and one in the afternoon. Basically, it says, command, so as B'nai Yisrael V'amart Aleim Skaboni Lachmi, command, because it is stated regarding the daily Talmud offering, command the children of Israel and tell them, my offering, my food, you shall guard it to bring it to me. That's basically it. This verse commands all of the children of Israel to bring the Talmud, thus making them its owners. That is why every Jewish man must buy a share of the Talmud offering. He does this by giving the annual half shekel donation, which is used to purchase the public offering. As owners, they are obligated to stand by the offering when it's being brought. It's impossible, however, for the entire Jewish people to fit into the temple courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash at one time. Thus, the difficulty arises. V'chi heach karbonai shel adam karev, v'hu einoi oimed al gabov. How can a person's offering be brought when he is not standing next to it? That is, how can be the Talmud be offered when the Jewish people are not present? Hiskinu nevi'im harishoinim esrim v'arba'a mishmaros. To solve this problem, the early prophets, which is basically Shmuel and David, instituted that the Kohanim and the Levim be divided into 24 groups called Mishmaris. Singular Mishmar is basically to watch, like a Shomer, which with each group serving in the temple in the Beis HaMikdash 1 week at a time. A kol Mishmar and Mishmar, hoyim ma'amad mir Yerushalayim shel Kohanim shel Levim v'shel Yisraelim, and that for each and every week of the Mishmar there be a gathering in Jerusalem, not only of the Kohanim and the Levim, who belong to the week's Mishmar, but of Yisraelim as well. The Yisraelim of the Jewish people were also divided into 24 groups, which were called Ma'amadais. And each Ma'amad of Yisraelim was linked to a Mishmar of Kohanim and Levim. When it was the turn of a Mishmar of Kohanim and Levim to serve in the temple, the corresponding Ma'amad of Yisraelim joined them there. It was the task of these Yisraelim to stand by the Talmud when it was offered. They did so on behalf of the entire Jewish people. Thus, through the actions of the Ma'amad, all members, of the entire Jewish people, fulfilled their obligation to stand by the Talmud. This is an application of the rule Shluchoi shel Adam kemoisoi. The agent of a person is like himself. When one person is appointed as an agent for another person, his action is viewed as though it had been done by the person he represents. Thus, the Jewish people, being represented by the Ma'amad, we are themselves regarded as having stood in the temple. Having explained the reason of the Ma'amadois, the Mishnah describes what the Ma'amadois did. Higiyaz man ha-mishmar la'alas ha-kahanim elavim oylim el-Yerushalayim. When the time came for each Mishmar to go up to Jerusalem to serve in the temple, the Kohanim and the Levim of that Mishmar would go up to Jerusalem and carry out their respective tasks as stated above. They were joined there by that week's Ma'amad of Yisraelim. However, only those members of the Ma'amad who lived near Jerusalem would go to the Beis HaMikdash. The Yisrael Sheba'oisei Mishmar Miskansin La'arein. The other Yisraelim of that group who lived farther away and could not make the journey to Jerusalem gathered in their hometowns. The Koyrin B'masei V'reishis, and they, all the members of the Ma'amad, including those in the Beis HaMikdash, read from the account of the creation in the Torah. The passage about the creation of the world was chosen because it is the in the merit of the offerings that the world existed. Ad kan Mishnah Beis.